Christy and I are having a lovely day today, actually, at the Allergy and Free From show.
Yeah.
And here at the Food Talk show on Channel Radio, we have just met someone from Neverland. You are from Neverland, aren't you? Oh no, she's the Free From fairy. It's Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Food Talk show. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the Free From fairy? That's not easy to say either.
It's not. Yeah. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
So basically, I set up the Free From fairy 4 years ago to share my gluten and dairy-free recipes online.
Okay.
And that was because I've got a daughter who was diagnosed with celiac disease when she was two.
Okay.
And before that she was diagnosed with egg and dairy allergies. So I'd been quite used to developing recipes that were free from lots of things.
Yeah.
And so I set the website up to sort of share those recipes.
Okay.
And a consequence of that has basically been that I have come up with the world's first whole grain, gluten and rice free flour blend.
Blimey.
Which I'm selling here today.
Let's do that again because that is really worth identifying. So you have the world's first gluten free, rice free,
whole grain flour blend. So all the flour blends on the market are either very white refined flours, and they create lovely products, but there's no nutritional value in them. And you know, I want to feed my children and my family with things that have got great nutrition in.
Okay.
So I
think a lot of other people do as well, don't
they? So people are much more health conscious now.
How did you arrive at this? Where did it come from? Tell us the story.
It came about. I've got a science background, so I love experimenting and I love a challenge.
See, I told you.
So I basically, when I couldn't find anything that I wanted, I went into the kitchen and I bought loads of different gluten-free flours and I started mixing them together because gluten-free flours are different from wheat flour in that you can't just take one flour and replace it for wheat flour. They don't work on their own.
Right.
So you need to understand the properties of the different flours and then blend them together to get something that works in all the bakes.
Okay.
So I did that and did lots of experimenting, lots of baking. And I wanted something that I could use in all of my cooking.
Okay. So, sorry to interrupt, but I'm fascinated by this process. Did you make some really horrible stuff along the way?
No, I didn't actually. Oh. Interestingly, sorry to say that, I didn't. But because one of the key things for me was to pack as much whole grains in as possible, but also that to develop something that would work in all of my food. So a lot of the blends that I made worked in like bread or they worked in cakes, but they didn't work in everything.
Right, I get it.
So I wanted something that I could just have one bag of flour in the cupboard and I would be able to make anything with it.
And that would work.
You're amazing.
Yes. So that was the sort of, that was the point at which I was working towards.
And Vicky, how long did this process take you of experimentation and developing and before, you know, from when you sat down and thought, you know what, I'm going to have a go at this, to when you finally thought, do you know what, I've got something that works here?
It's taken 2 years of a lot of baking.
I was going to say,
my family are quite happy with that. My friends are quite happy.
You're all caked out now, are you?
So 2 years in the making.
Today is launch day, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. As a mum, you started this to you know, help your daughter and her health and her well-being, which is fantastic. You're now on the cusp of a business.
Yes.
Yep. So where are you now in terms of this launch? Is it still an artisan produced product at the moment, or are you going into full production? You know, are you going to take on the big boys?
Well, everything's ready to go, basically. So I'm really here to just spread the word about it and hopefully get a distributor to take it on.
Yeah.
So the packaging's all designed and ready, and then I found... I source my flours from Shipton Mill, which is in Gloucestershire. It's a really high quality artisan mill.
Right.
So all my whole grain flours come from there.
Yep.
And then they're shipped up to a gluten-free facility up in near Manchester.
Wow.
And it's packaged there in a gluten-free facility, so it's certified gluten-free.
Yeah.
So basically, it's ready to go when I get the orders in from a big
yeah.
distributor.
Which won't be long, I don't think.
Thankfully.
With a world first.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It is fantastic. I just want to reference it. I also do a business show, and so I'm kind of interested in the business side of this.
Yeah.
Although the health side of it and the food side of it and the nutrition side is the really important bit.
Yeah.
But I'm just fascinated as a business as well, because it is a feature now of modern life. That we are able to develop products from a kitchen table to a mass-produced product in very short order because of the way that we put things together, collaborate, find different people that can work with us to do this kind of stuff. So I love that kind of story as well, as a business story, as well as all the other good things in terms of what you're doing. Your daughter's a celiac.
Yeah.
And... that's something that's kind of become more prevalent because a lot of people now believe that they're gluten-free, gluten intolerant or whatever. But celiac disease is a very well-known disease.
Yes.
Thankfully, not a huge amount of people suffer from it.
No, it's one in 100.
Yeah, which is far too many. But
Yes.
But do you know if it's on the rise? Are more people being diagnosed with celiac?
I think more people are being picked up. The rate of incidence is 1 in 100.
Mm.
That's kind of, you know, what we understand that to be. But more and more people are being diagnosed purely because of people like Celiac UK who are educating, you know, GPs and individuals about the symptoms and signs to look out for.
And one of the beauties of the kind of products that you're developing. And this the same thing counts for vegetarian food as well. And it's one of my, I'm not a vegetarian, but I have friends that are. And you go to a restaurant and, you know, and they're offered, you know, one dish or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a bit the same with your kind of product. There's no reason why people that don't have a problem can still eat your product.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say that because, you know, in the UK, we are very focused on wheat products and people eat wheat a lot, and they sneak into a lot of things which you don't really realize until you have to avoid it. And I think more and more people are saying they're becoming intolerant to it, and it's quite possibly because we're eating so much of
it.
So, you know, there's absolutely nothing to stop people who can eat wheat from using my flour, because actually it just broadens out their nutritional content, you know, in terms of having a varied diet. It's better to get your nutrition from a variety of sources and not rely on just one grain.
And the reality is there's no reason why at some point in the future it becomes a norm to have your kind of flour instead of any other kind of flour. Why would you need any other kind of flour if your flour works and does the job for everyone?
Absolutely,
and I think that's something that you see more and more, and all power to you, and what a fabulous fabulous story.
Really good story.
And today's the day.
Today is the day. It's been a pretty hectic few weeks of getting to this point. I've just published an ebook as well, available on my website.
She's a little bit of an overachiever, this lady, isn't she?
Well, I work late.
Yeah, mum, scientist, food nutritionist, author, businesswoman, blimey. I'm surprised she's not wearing a cape.
Should be. No, I just use magic, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you're a fairy. Of course you are. Of course you are.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for coming on and speaking to us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we'll go and see your products on all of our shelves.
Yes. Absolutely.
Very soon.
Yeah, no, fingers absolutely.
Crossed.
Vicky, lovely to meet you.
And
the Free From Fairy. Good luck with it, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for your launch.
Thank you very much. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks.